Okay? So, gusto kong buksan natin ang mga Bibles natin. If you have your Bibles with you, turn it to Isaiah chapter 51, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 51, verses 1 and 2. Okay? Sige po, get your Bibles. At ito ang sinasabi ng Panginoon. Basahin natin sabay-sabay. Ready, go. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, who seek the Lord. Look to the... you can do better than that. Tulong-tulong tayo dito, ha? Okay, listen to me. You who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord, look to the... Oh, palagay ko, mas may ibubuga pa kayo riyan. No? Kasi rock eh, di ba? Okay, once again, listen to me. You who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were cut and to the quarry from which you were hewn. Look to Abraham your father and to Sarah who gave you birth. When I called him, he was but one, and I blessed him, and I made him. Amen. Amen. Let me make a declaration this morning. Nagsimula ka mag-isa, kapatid, pero darami ka. Amen? Amen? Yung maliit mong kayamanan, kayang paramihin ng Diyos. Amen? Yung maliit mong pamilya, kayang palakihin ng Diyos. Amen? Amen? Yung maliit mong bahay, pwedeng palakihin ng Diyos. Sino dito yung maliit na bisikleta mo, gusto mong maging malaking sasakyan? Amen ba? Yung maliit na barong-barong mo, pwedeng palakihin ng Diyos. Amen? God called Abraham and He blessed Abraham and he started as one and God blessed him and he became many. That's your destiny. The multitudes is your destiny. Okay? Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, sa umagang ito, nagpapasalamat kami sa iyo. We want to welcome this year with hope and with faith that things are gonna get better. Relationships going to get better. Situations in life, Lord God, will be better. Family will be better, Lord God. Our lives, our bodies, our health will be better. In Jesus' name. Lord, that's our hope and that's our faith for 2016. And we will be bigger for your glory and brighter. Lord, we will allow the world to see your splendor in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Bless us with your spirit this morning. Fill us with so much love and fill us with so much of your presence this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Okay. Praise God. Sige po, makakaupo na tayo in the presence of God. We will be studying the life of Abraham for the whole month of January. And Lord willing, baka mag-overflow pa yan sa February when we discuss the life of Abraham, the father of faith, and the father of multitudes, the father of nations. Okay? Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, you will be a father of nations. You will be a mother of nations. Gusto kong balikan natin how Abraham started. He started with only one solitary life, no? But he ended up as a big, mighty, great nation, Israel. So if you have your Bibles with you, Genesis chapter 12, dito nagsimula si Abraham. He started with the call. The call. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. The Lord had said to Abraham, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great. And you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. The Lord bless the reading of His word. Kapatid, anong tawag ang hinihintay mo? Are you waiting for a call from a company that you applied to? Anong call? Anong tawag ang hinihintay mo? Waiting for a call from abroad? Waiting for a call from someone special? Anong hinihintay mong call? Waiting for a call from your ex? O hinihintay mo yung tawag ni bossing para sa one for all and all for one? What call are you waiting for? Ano bang hinihintay mong tawag? Sana yung tawag na pinakakaasam-asam mo, marinig mo. Pero pinakamatinding tawag na sanang iyong dinggin at pakinggan ay ang tawag ng Diyos. Amen ba? Because God is calling. His voice is being broadcast. He is calling you. And He is calling you by name. He is calling you, yes, not anyone else, but you. Kung paanong tinawag ng Diyos si Abraham, He called Abraham. He did not call Nahor. He did not call Haran, because there were three brothers by Terah. Tatlo pong magkakapatid dito, anak ni Terah. Si Abraham, si Nahor, tsaka si Haran. But God called only one of them. Misa kasi inisip natin, you know, parang lahat naman tinatawag ni Lord, di ba? But I want to emphasize this morning that God's call is not for everyone. Kasi if God's call is for everyone, then parang walang preciousness. Lahat naman pala tinatawag. Ang Diyos ang minili. Di ba? Jacob and Esau, He chose Jacob. Sa 12 siblings, He chose Joseph, He chose Judah. So ang Panginoon may pinipinpoint, may hinahandpick. And I want to tell you something, that God is calling you by name. And what kind of call is this? Anong tawag mo sa calling na ito? Let me propose, this is a calling for a purpose. You are called for a purpose. It's a call to faith. Sabihin natin, faith. It's a call to faith. If ever you will start an organization, kung magsisimula ka ba ng isang organization, no? At bubuo ka ng isang group, or you will start a movement, sinong i-handpick mo para magsimula? Di ba kung magsisimula ka ng isang organization, ang pipiliin mo, the young and the best. Tama ba? The young and the best. Sino dito yung young and best? Nahiya kayo. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, yan ang young and best. Sabihin mo, you are young and best. Kung mamimili ang Diyos, kung magsisimula ang Diyos ng isang organization, ng isang organism, ng isang movement, Siguro logical lang naisipin na ang pipiliin ng Diyos yung bata-bata. Yung medyo aakit pa ng bundok. At hindi lang bata-bata, cream of the crop. Yung pinakamahusay, yung pinakamatindi. No? And unfortunately, nung nagsimula ang Diyos tumawag para bumuo ng isang bansa, paalala lang, ito yung nagmula noong yung Tower of Babel, di ba? After Noah, nagtayo ng tori ni Babel, nagkahiwa-hiwalay ang mga tao. After piliin ng Diyos si Noah, di ba? Ay dumami na uli ang mga tao, pero sabi ng Diyos, kinakailangan pumili na ako ng isang tao para magsisimula ng aking bansa. Di ba? And God decided to choose Abraham, of all people. Bakit Abraham? Abraham was an idolater. He worshipped idols. He was a heathen. Oh, lahi siya ni Shem. Pero, idolater siya. At hindi lang yun. Liar pa. Sinungaling pa. Sino ditong sinungaling? Ako lang? Nagsisinungaling. In a way, no, lahat tayo guilty dun eh. Tama ba? Pambira, ngayon lang ako nakakita ng mga taong hindi nagsisinungaling. Buti pa kayo. Buti pa kayo, hindi marunong magsinungaling. Abraham was a liar. He was an idolater. No? Isa pa dito, si Abraham, matanda na. He was 75 years old. Okay? Sino ditong 75 years old? Huwag na po itaas ang kamay. 75 years old. Abraham was 75 years old. Sarai was 65 years old. Pipiliin mo ba yung ganito katanda? Magsisimula ka ng movement that will change the entire course of the world. Magsisimula ka ng isang bansa na magbabago ng buong mundo. At ang pipiliin mo, uugod-ugod na. Ang pipiliin mo pa, hindi lang uugod-ugod, baog pa. I think, humanly speaking, that was a wrong choice. That was a wrong choice. Kung i-assess mo ang Panginoon at sabihin mo, Lord, mag-scout ka na rin lang. Hindi mo pa kinuha yung mga rookie talaga, yung mga magagaling na rookie. Ba't naman ang kinuha mo, veteran? Ba't naman ang kinuha mo, yung medyo aboy lupa na, baog pa? Pero pinapakita dito ng Diyos na it's not about you. It's not about Abraham. It's about who God is. Amen ba? Amen ba? Amen ba? Kasi palagay ko, kung ang tinawag ng Diyos, bata-bata eh, ang daming tanong eh. Saan ba tayo pupunta, Lord? May allowance ba yan? Anong blueprint? Anong mapa? Lord, anong destination? Lord, anong what's in it for me, Lord? I-give up ko to, pero anong naghihintay sa akin? Maraming mga tanong, maraming mga, alam mo yung bargaining. Pero dahil wala nang iba bargain si Abraham, sunod siya sa Lord. Amen ba? Because he has nothing to lose. When you have nothing to lose, then it doesn't matter anymore. Wherever God will lead you. But if you have something to lose, you have a lot of reservations.
Yun.
If you have everything to lose, no, then you will never get to enjoy the life and the journey of a lifetime. Okay. Halimbawa, kumatok ang Diyos sa bahay mo at biglang sinabi sa iyo, tara! Tara! Ano sabihin mo? Oh, saan mo? Basta tara. Saan tayo pupunta? Tara. I will bring you to a place. Saan po yung Lord? Basta. Walang destination. Walang malino na destination. Walang mga milestones. Walang ways. Walang paraan. Walang Google.
para malaman mo kung saan ang direksyon. Okay?
Well, details are not really that important. You know why details are not that important? Because it's not about you. It's about God and His great plan.
Amen ba? Wala kinalaman sa iyo ito. May kinalaman ito sa Diyos at sa Kanyang mga dakilang bagay na gagawin. Ang tanong lang, gusto mo bang makasaksi ng mga dakilang bagay? Gusto mo bang makakita ng mga himala? Gusto mo bang makakita ng mga bagay na kamangha-mangha? Sabi ni Lord, tara! Ano sabihin mo? Yes, Lord. Sino magsasabi ng yes, Lord? Sabi mo nga, yes, Lord! Yeah. Walk. Not by sight. Walk by faith. It's a call. A call to faith. To exercise your faith. Kasi it's not about us. No, it's not about who we are. It's all about who God is. It's only by the grace of God. Kaya nga, regardless kung anong itsura natin, regardless kung anong nakaraan, regardless kung ano pang mga pagkakamali mong nagawa, and Abraham had a lot to be ashamed of, but when he followed, no, things change. When he obeyed, things change. Amen po ba? So it's all by faith, it's not by sight. So sumunod si Abraham mula sa Haran, naglakbay siya, siguro mga 500 miles, patungong Canaan. At pagdating niya sa Canaan, in verse 6, ang sabi doon, pagdating niya sa Canaan, ang sabi sa verse 6, and the Canaanites inhabit the land. Pagdating ni Abraham, nagulat siya. Bakit? Yung pinapangako ni Lord na land, taken na. Nangako ang Lord. Bibigyan kita ng property, bibigyan kita ng posterity. Pagdating niya, taken na.
Ano maramdaman mo pagka ganun? Taken na? Bakit? Kala ko ba, para sa akin, yung pala taken na. Pero that's what faith is all about. No?
Yes, inhabited ito ng mga Canaanites, pero ang sabi ng Lord, to your offspring,
I will give this land.
Okay. Leave your country and go to the land. Why? Because this land belongs to your offspring. Amen? Sino dito wala pang bahay at lupa? Sino gusto magkaroon ng bahay at lupa? Yan. Tungtungan mo na, kapatid. Yung nakita mo, tungtungan mo na. Sabi mo, Lord, meron po may-ari eh. Take it na eh. Sabi, believe. Kung mayroong pangungusap ang Panginoon sa puso mo, begin to believe in the Lord. Amen? Amen ba? Okay? So walk by faith, not by sight. Yun po yung una na call sa atin dito. Okay? Pangalawa, is a call to friendship. It's a call to friendship. Nung tinawag ng Panginoon si Abraham, He called him by name. It was a personal call. Hindi ho siya piniem, hindi siya chinat, hindi siya na Skype, hindi siya pinacetime, hindi siya tinawagan sa phone, hindi ho siya tinext. Pinuntahan siyang personal ni God. Kinausap at tinawag by name. At ang sabi niya, Abraham, no? Can you click it again? Sabi dito, the Lord said to Abraham, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. Sabihin natin, I will show you. Ano ibig sabihin ito? Hindi sinabi ng Diyos, Abraham, Pumunta ka doon sa promised land, sa Canaan. Etong direksyon. Magkita na lang tayo ron. God did not say that. Hindi siya binigyan ng mapa, hindi siya binigyan ng direksyon. Etong direksyon, patungo doon. Hindi, ang sabi niya, Abraham, go to the land, I will show you. Kaya mula nung unang araw na magpakita ang Diyos kay Abraham, hindi na siya iniwanan ng Diyos. Amen ba? Kasi sabi niya, I will show you. Meaning to say, every step and every stop, God was there. Every turn, to the left or to the right, every step of the way, ginaid siya ng Diyos hanggang makarating siya sa promised land. Sabi ng Lord, I will show you. Sino dito nangangailangan ng guidance from the Lord for 2016? Sinasabi mo, Lord, pwede po bang ayusin mo mga hakbang ko, ang mga direksyon ko, ang mga desisyon na gagawin ko for 2016? I need your wisdom. I don't know about the future. Hindi ko alam kung lolokohin ako itong kliyente na ito o hindi. Hindi ko alam kung tapat itong tao na ito o hindi. But only you know. Kaya every transaction, every deal, every relationship na sisimulan mo, Lord, guide me every step of the way as a friend would. Okay, beginning that day, there's one thing that Abraham learned to do, and that is building altars. Sabi mo nga, building altars. Nagsimula na siya magtayo, mag-build po ng altar. Sabi natin, altar. Ano yung altar? No? Hindi yung gagawa kayo ng table, lalagyan niyo po ng ribulto, tapos lagyan niyo ng bulaklak at kandila. That's not an altar. An altar, actually, isang parang monumento, mga bato-bato na pinagsama-sama at doon sila nag-o-offer sa Lord. Okay? Noong unang panahon, pumapatay ka ng tupa doon sa harap ng altar. But hindi pa tinuturo ng Lord kay Abraham yung sacrifice, ituturo pa lang, but he built an altar to speak to the Lord and he began calling on the name of the Lord. Building altars. Building altars. Sabi doon po sa verse natin, next slide. Okay? Ang sabi dito, in verse 7, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your offspring I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Kapatid, do you have an altar? Do you have a place where you can speak to God? You can talk to Him? Do you have a special time with Him? Meron ka bang sinet aside talaga na time para kausapin mo ang Panginoon? Meron ba talagang oras? Meron ba talagang lugar? Meron ka ba talagang notebook kung paanong isinusulat mong lahat ng mga revelations sa iyo ng Panginoon? Do you have that? Maring hindi consistent ang iyong devotion last year, but this is the best time to start all over again. Amen? You can start listening to the Word of God. Meron tayong program ng devotion for 2 years, mababasa mo ang Bible. At sa lobby, meron po tayong guide, Bible reading guide. Mas maikli po ngayon, mas madaling basahin kesa nung mga nakaraan natin that we have to read 3 chapters a day. But now, mga 2 chapters lang ito, mas madaling nguyain, mas madaling i-digest yung salita ng Panginoon. Napakahalaga po nito, we build altars. If there's a difference between Lot and Abraham, Abraham is used to building altars and pitching his tent. Si Lot, pitching tents lang, hindi marunong mag-build ng altar. Kaya si Lot, napahamak. We will be discussing that a couple of weeks from now. Okay? Kung paanong si Lot ay naging salot. Okay? Napahamak si Lot. Why? Because he doesn't know how to build altars. Mas mahalaga sa kanya yung trend. Mas mahalaga sa kanya kung anong uso. Mas mahalaga sa kanya kung gaano kaganda yung Egypt. Kung gaano kaganda yung Sodom and Gomorrah. And he's not into building altars. Kapatid, let's start the year consecrating ourselves to the Lord. This January po, we will have a 21-day prayer and fasting. 21 day. Welcome again, Daniel Fast. No? Sinong gustong sumama sa Daniel Fast? Panahon na ho, para yung ating mga kinaing taba, kinaing matamis, kinaing maalat, no, ay mawala sa ating katawan. This is very good exercise for your body. Daniel Fast beginning January 11 hanggang January 31. Wala kang kakainin kundi gulay at gulay at prutas. Kung kakain ka ng rice, brown rice. Kung kakain ka ng bread, wheat bread. No, parang mas mahal pa yata. Pero exciting po ito. Now, kung hindi mo kaya yung Daniel Fast, you can join us skipping one meal a day. Yan lang, mag-skip ka ng one meal a day. No? Para na sa ganun, ma-detoxify ka. No? Para mawala ang lahat ng mga laso, ng lahat ng mga toxins sa katawan. Join po kayo dito. Mag-start po yan next week, January 11 hanggang 31, 2016. Okay? Let's build altars. As a family, do your family altar. As a personal devotion to the Lord, wake up early in the morning, listen to the Lord before doing anything, tapusin mo ang lahat. Alam mo, pinakamaganda, pagising mo ng umaga, sa halit na kawali ang kuhanin mo, walis o basket, ang una mong hawakan, Biblia. At pag nabasa mong Biblia, pag bulay-bulayan mo ito, manalangin ka muna, at pagkatapos nun, anuman ang mga desisyon na kailangan mong gawin sa maghapon, desisyonan mo na sa presensya ng Diyos. Para paglabas mo sa presensya ng Panginoon, lahat ng gagawin mo sa maghapon, execution na lang kung anong sinabi ng Diyos sa iyo nung umaga. Amen ba? Magkakamali ka ba nun? Kung ang lahat ng desisyon mo sa buong maghapon, nagawa man mo na nung umaga, right in the very presence of God. That will be a great decision, a godly decision, and you will never go wrong. Be a friend of the Lord. Amen? If there's one caption for Abraham na gustong-gusto kong maging akin, hindi yung ano, hindi pa yung father of the multitudes, hindi pa yung father of nations. If there's one label that I want, is Abraham is considered as the friend of God. Abraham is a friend of God. The friend of God. Kaya si God walang inililihim kay Abraham. Ang mga mangyayari, sinasabi ni God kay Abraham. Why? Because Abraham is listening. So sa devotion, you listen to the Lord. Amen ba? Amen po ba? So, begin writing your devotion. Begin doing your empikwa. Ano? Unahin natin ang Panginoon in everything. Ang sabi dyan, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Exciting ang 2016. No? Pero hindi natin alam kung ano magiging turn of events. But every day when we listen to the Lord, we will know. Because God will tell us, if ever we will turn to the left or to the right, God will speak to us. Tandaan mo, kung siya ang iyong tatay sa langit, hindi ka niya iiwanan sa dilim. Sasabihin niya sa iyo kung anong gagawin mo, kung kakaliwa ka o kakanan ka. Ang kailangan lang, marunong ka makinig at gawin mo talagang kaibigan ng Panginoon. Amen ba? Amen ba? Alam mo, kaya tayo naging kaibigan ng Diyos. Kaaway tayo ng Diyos eh. Kaya lang tayo naging kaibigan ng Diyos dahil si Jesus ay namatay sa krus para hugasan ang kasalanan natin, and then doon lang tayo naging kaibigan ng Diyos. Palakpakan nga natin ang ating Panginoong Jesus. Pangatlo, is a call to followership. A call to followership. Sabihin mo, followership. Sabi ni God, leave your country, leave your family, leave your relatives, and go to the land. Leave everything behind and then follow me. No? Go. Anong sabi? So verse 4. Abraham left as the Lord told him. If there's one thing that I really like about Abraham is that kapag inutusan siya ng Panginoon, immediate yung obedience. Napansin mo ba yon? Every time, pag may sinabi si God kay Abraham, promptly sinusunod. Maaga. Because delayed obedience is disobedience. Pag may inutos ang Panginoon at hindi mo agad ginawa, tatumbas nun ay pagsuway. Pag may sinabi ang Panginoon, wag ka na makipagdebate. Gawin mo na. Amen po ba? At alam mo, isang gusto ko pa kay Abraham, kapag inutusan ng Panginoon, talagang maagang sumunod eh. At pag nag-worship sa Lord, maaga ding dumarating. Amen ba? Kasi follower. Maaga. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, maagang mag-worship si Abraham. Maaga. Sabi mo, maaga. Hindi kagaya mo. Late. Kapatid, bagong taon na. Anong oras ba yung worship natin? 9. Anong oras po? Hindi ho 9 kayo maliligo. 9, Pastor. 9 a.m. ako aalis ng bahay. Hindi ho ganun. Dapat ho mga 8:30, nandito na tayo. Amen ba? Kasi hindi lang mo tayo nag-worship dito. We're followers of Jesus. We are disciples of Jesus. Kaya maganda hong maagang dumarating. Ang totoong disciple ng Panginoon, maaga hong dumarating. Amen? Amen? Yung mga late hong dumarating, mga backslider po yun. Aray ko. Pagbibigyan namin kayo, kasi baka meron pa kayong hangover ng holiday. No, ng mga puyatan, no? Pagbibigyan namin kayo. Pero next week po, no? Hindi na po pwedeng nalilate. Babawasan po namin ang buhay na walang hanggan. Pagkakayo nalilate. Nagbibiro lang ako. Sa Iglesia ni Cristo, nagsasarado ng pinto. Pag nalilate. Gusto niyo bang gawin natin yon? Come early. Amen? Amen ba? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, next week maaga tayo. O pag maaga ka dito, you spend time praying, listening to the Lord, no? Habang maaga ka naghihintay. Okay? So, Abraham followed the Lord promptly, immediately. He was on time. He was always ready. Sabi nga ng ano, sabi ni Reinhard Bonnke, those who constantly seek the will of God will be overtaken by those who do the will of God. Kita ba natin difference? Those who constantly seek the will of God will be overtaken by those who do the will of God. Kung ikaw ay palagi na lang na, Lord, ano bang kalooban mo? Lord, ano bang will mo? Lord, ano bang ganito? Ano bang gagawin ko? Sabi na, bakit hindi nireveal ng Lord sa'yo? Tanongin niyo ako bakit? Bakit may pagkakataon hindi nagsasalita ang Diyos sa'yo? Tanongin mo ako bakit? Kasi yung nauna niyang sinabi sa'yo, di mo naman sinunod. Sabi ni God, ba't ko pa sasabihin sa'yo, hindi ka naman sumusunod. Excited ang Lord, ba't sabi, doon sa alam niyang kaagad-agad tatakbo para gawin ang kalooban niya. Kaya ang sabi ni Reinhard Bonnke, those who constantly seek the will of God will be overtaken by those who do the will of God. Be a doer. Be a doer. Sabi nga ng Rejoice, be ready when your destiny comes. Diba? Dapat handa ka. No, Abraham was always ready. He was ready for the promise of God. He was ready to obey. He was a follower. No? Meron po siyang commitment. Pagka sinabi mo kasing follower, may commitment. Amen ba? Amen ba, mga kapatid? Pagka ikaw ay follower, ibig sabihin nun, you are ready to serve. You're ready to pray. You're ready to participate. You're ready to volunteer. Itong taon na uli na ito, we want to see sana more volunteers. Ang laki-laki po nitong church. We need volunteers to help out in clean up. Matindi po ang ministry natin. We need prayer warriors. Kailangan po natin ng transport ministry. No? Alam niyo po yon. Gusto ko sana magkaroon ng cross-world ikot. Kung merong UP ikot, merong cross-world ikot. Kung sino hong pwede magpahiram ng L300 na FB or mga jeepney, no? Bago mag-service, ang trabaho lang po noon, iikot, pagagasolinahan ng church, iikot lang po yun para pumikap ng mga pasahero na all roads lead to cross-world. Amen ba yun? Para yung mga kapatiran natin, sino dito yung naglalakad mula highway patungo dito? Ang hirap, di ba? Medyo mainit eh. Pero palakpakan natin yung mga naglalakad. Ang tindi nun. Tapos mamaya maglalakad ulit, pabalik. Parang pangarap ko, hindi na kayo maglalakad, no? Magkakaroon tayo ng service vehicle, transport ministry. Iikot po yun. May pick-up point. Merong oras ng pick-up para ihatid ho kayo dito. Amen mo ba yun? Amen ba? Pero mas gusto ko sana, isang araw, hindi mo na kailangan ng shuttle kasi meron ka ng sariling sasakyan. Yun ang mas maganda. At yung sasakyan na yun ang papahiram mo. Para umikot-ikot dito. Okay? Pagkatapos ng service, bibiyahe uli yun pabalik ng highway, no, para makaikot po kayo. No? Para maging maayos po ang lahat so that we can bring more people to worship the Lord. Amen po ba? For 2016, wala pong makapipigil sa atin. Amen? Gagawin natin ang kalooban ng Diyos. Amen ba? Wala makapipigil sa atin. Amen ba? Hindi lang pabebe girls ang wala makapipigil. Di ba? Ano nga sabi ng pabebe girls? Hi. Di ba? Hi. Kami ang pabebe girls. Di ba? Pero hindi yan. Meron tayong dialogue. Sarili natin dialogue ng mga disciples. Ito to. Okay? Hi. Kami ang padi-disciple. At wala kayong paki kung padi-disciple kami sa mga pastor namin. At wala kayong pakialam dahil nanunood lang kayo. Tama, sabi nung isa. Kaya huwag kayong mangingialam kasi kahit sino man kayo, walang makapipigil sa amin. Anong sabi? At sabi nung kalaban? Tama na yan. Walang makapipigil sa amin. Manahimik ka! May makapipigil ba sa'yo, kapatid? Sabi mo, walang makapipigil sa atin. Okay, we will win this nation for Jesus. Amen? Pero walang makapipigil sa'yo kung marunong kang sumunod sa Panginoon. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So we will do our prayer and fasting January 11 to 12. We need more volunteers, no? Serve the Lord, okay? And be a follower of the Lord. Maging masunod rin po tayo. Come early to church. Amen. Amen po. Amen. Maganda siguro may penalty, no? Pag na-late, no? Tapos yung lahat ng malilikom natin na penalty sa mga nililate, papapatayo natin ng panibagong building. Kasi sa Davao, kapag nahuli ka sa tama, over speeding, yung penalty mo, yung bayad mo, penalty mo, na-collecta lahat yun eh. Nakapagpatayo ng 3-story building si Duterte, no, ospital, dahil doon sa mga fine. Kaya maganda siguro, pag nalilate, may penalty. Amen ba? Amen ba? Wala na maka-amen. At ipagpapatayo natin ng magandang canopy dito para meron tayong place dito for fellowship. Anyway. Okay. Now, panghuli. A call to fatherhood. A call to fatherhood. Sabihin natin, fatherhood. Yan, fatherhood. Sabi ni God kay Abraham, your offspring will inherit the land. Alam mo, tong si Abraham, funny din, ano? Funny. Funny wala eh. Kasi sabi ng Lord, your offspring will inherit the land. No? Gullible din, di ba? Gullible. Mapaniwalain. Eh, baog nga eh. Paano mangyayari yun? Pero alam mo, may faith talaga siya eh. May faith siya that he will become a father. Lord, hindi ako, siguro sabi ng iba, Lord, hindi ako extrovert, hindi naman ako magaling mag-lead, hindi naman ako magaling mag-evangelize, hindi ako magaling sa ganito, mahirap lang kami, hindi ako nakapag-aral. Pero sabi ng Lord, your offspring will inherit the land. At alam mo, sabi ng Panginoon dito, eto mga blessings, ano, sevenfold blessings ng Panginoon. Basahin nga natin yung pitong blessing ng Lord kay Abraham. One, two, ready, go. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you. All peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Sino nagnanais na magkaroon ng ganitong pangako galing sa Diyos? Pwede po malakpak ng malakas. Babasahin ko uli. Pag binasa ko uli ito, sasabihin nyo, kung gusto nyo yan, sabihin nyo, akin yan. No? Ready na ba kayo? Sabihin nyo, akin yan! Para namang walang kagana-gana. Isa pa, akin yan! Okay, sige. Pwede bang tumayo tayo pag binasa ko to para sabihin nyo, akin yan! No, ito yung pangako ng Lord. Pangako ng Lord kay Abraham. At ang sabi, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will be considered an heir of Abraham. Amen? Ikaw ay tagapagmana ni Abraham. Kaya pwede mong angkinin ito. Sabihin mo nga, akin yan! Okay, anong sabi ng Lord? Isa-isahin natin. Ready, go. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you. And all people of the earth will be blessed through you. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid. Amen. Amen. You are so blessed. And you are a blessing. Pwede na tayo makaupo. So kung inangkin natin ito, mga kapatid, ito rin yung sinasabi ng Panginoon sa atin that we go, no? We go and make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Ang nais ng Panginoon, maraming makakilala. Ang nais ng Diyos, maraming makarating sa langit. And that's why, when we claim this blessing, hindi lang natin ito inaangkin para sa ating sarili, no? Kundi kaya natin ito inaangkin para sa ating sarili so that we can bless more people and we can bring more people to heaven. Amen? That's our purpose. Kaya ang tawag ng Panginoon sa iyo, hindi ka lang niya tinawag to a life of faith, to a life of followership, to a life of friendship with God, but to a life of fatherhood. So that you will bear more children, spiritual offspring for the glory of God. Now let me just give you a quick survey of the first quarter of 2016 para meron po tayong idea kung ano mangyayari sa atin ngayong first quarter ng 2016. Itong January, nakareserba po itong January for our consecration. Sabi mo, consecration. Okay? Part ng consecration natin, we will be visiting your homes. Kami mag-asawa, dadalawin po namin ang mga bahay ng aming primary leaders. Papahiran po namin ng langis ang mga bahay, ang mga pintuan for blessing and for protection and for multiplication. Idadalangin po natin ang mga bahay. Yun ang mga primary leaders namin, no, will go down to the 144 level and they will also anoint the houses of their disciples. Pero gusto ko makita natin ang dynamics nito. 80% ng miyembro ng Crossworld, 70-80% young people. Pwede ba makita ang kamay ng mga young people? Ayan, ang daming matatandang young people. Okay. 70-80% young people. At karamihan dito, hindi pa nadadala ang mga nanay-tatay nila sa Panginoon. Hindi pa nadadala yung mga kapatid. Ni hindi pa nga nadadalaw sa bahay siguro. Ang layunin po natin, no, we are targeting 500 homes to pray for. So yung po mga tatay, mga nanay, please be generous with your time. Can we request you to join us as we visit the homes of the young people? We will visit their homes, we will pray for their families, and we will offer them every home for Christ. By February, ito na po mangyayari by February, i-relaunch po natin ang Every Home for Christ Conquest. And hopefully we can target 500 homes. 500 homes na mag-start. Bagong-bago mga bahay, magsisimula po ng Every Home for Christ. So yung buong month po ng January ay ating conquest. Yung pong sa February. Ang January is consecration prayer. More prayer. More prayer. Tradition po sa Crossworld yun. Pagdating ng January, more prayer. More prayer. Pagdating ng February, conquest tayo. Pagdating po ng March, eto na po mangyayari sa March. We will have the encounter and we will celebrate Easter sunrise together and we will baptize 500 new disciples. Amen? Amen ba? Parang tatlo lang yung nag-amen eh. We will baptize 500 new disciples. Amen? Kasi yung record po natin, nasa 140 yata yung disciples na binaptize po natin. Now we want to baptize more. This church is capable of more. Amen ba? Amen ba? Sa totoo lang, this church has a capacity, no, that we can never imagine. We have a potential that our minds cannot conceive. We have a capacity. May matinding ibubuga yung church na ito eh. Kaya lang hindi kayang i-imagine ang isip natin. So we have to change our mindset. Let's replace it with the mindset of the multitudes. Amen ba? Amen ba? Dahil medyo magbago tayo ng isip eh. Kapag ka ikaw pamilya, alam nyo naman yung pagka-pamilya mo, ang anak mo iisa, dadalawa. Isa, dalawa lang ang anak mo. Ibang dynamics nun, di ba? Merong kang dynamics kung paano mong palakihin ng isa o dalawang anak. Pero pag apat ang anak mo, anim ang anak mo, ibang dynamics nun. You have to change your mindset. So kung anim ang anak mo, hindi pwedeng kotse ang sasakyan mo. Dapat truck. Dapat malaki sasakyan mo. Kasi may dapat magbago yung mindset. Malaki ang potential ng Crossworld. Amen ba? Amen ba? Sabi nga, to Him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly more than we can imagine. Be the glory in the church. To him who is exceedingly abundantly able to do beyond what we can imagine. Ibig sabihin nun, you have capacity. Your body, your spirit, your personhood has the capacity that your mind cannot conceive. So dapat open tayo sa banal na espiritu. At wasakin natin yung mga maliliit nating mindset. And let us begin to believe that, hey, we are a big church. Hindi kami maliit na church. We are a big church. So dapat ayusin natin ang pananaw natin, ayusin natin ang lingwahe natin, ayusin natin po ang mga galaw natin, ayusin natin ang mga sistema natin, tama na yung mga hindi pwedeng gawin ito, tama na yung mga self-talk natin na nagsasabi na hindi pwedeng gawin, bakit? Maliit tayo. Hindi natin pwedeng gawin kasi wala tayong pera. Hindi natin pwedeng gawin ito dahil enough with small mindset because we will be fathering the nations. We are cross-world, mga kapatid. We are cross-world. Our destiny is to win the world for Jesus. Amen? Amen ba? Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid. Wow. Pangarap nating lahat, by October 2016, ang presentation ng 1728 leaders. Wow, that's 3,500 combination ng lalaki at babae. Hindi na tayo mag-iimbita ng galing sa ibang church. Sa atin lang, kulang na yung venue. No? That's 3,500 people gathering together, no? Being presented to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Kaya kapatid, let's begin to live not just for ourselves. Dito na ako magkukonclude. Si David, di ba merong verse sa Bible sa Acts chapter 13 na David, when he served his purpose for his generation, he died? Acts 13, ang sabi, when David served his purpose in his generation, he died. Nung na-serve niya yung purpose niya sa kanyang generation, he died. Pero ang totoong David, nandito sa Psalm chapter 71, verse 18. Ito yung totoong David. Totoo din yun. He served his generation. Pero ito yung passion niya. Look at this verse. Basahin natin sabay-sabay. Ready, go. Even when I'm old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come. The passion of David is to tell the goodness of God to the next generation. Kapatid, don't live for your generation. Live for the next generation. Kung ang barkada mo lang, kasing edad mo, ano mangyayari sa'yo? Kung ang barkada mo, kasing edad mo, di sabay-sabay kayo mag-aasawa. Sabay-sabay kayo magkakaanak. Pagkatapos, sabay-sabay kayong mag-outing kasama mga anak. At sabay-sabay na mag-aaral yung mga anak. At sabay-sabay mag-aasawa ang inyong mga anak. Sabay-sabay kayo magre-retire at sabay-sabay kayo mamamatay. That's when you live for your generation. Abraham lived for the next generation. David lived for the next generation. I just pray you find it in your heart to become a father of the young people, to become a father of the younger generation so that we can prepare them to transform the Philippines. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In conclusion, let me just sum up everything. Nangungusap ang Panginoon sa iyo ngayon, kapatid. What is it? What is it among the four, no, na kailangan mong i-work out? And I say, today is the day. Pero kung dapat ayusin ngayon, I'm not telling you yung apat, gawin mo lahat this year. Alam mo, mag-focus ka lang sa isa. Pwede na. That's 25%. Mag-grow ka for this year. Tutukan mo lang ang isa dyan. You need faith? Are you willing to leave the familiar and venture into the unfamiliar? Do you need faith? Do you need to grow in faith? Lord, sana maging matapang akong mag-yes sa'yo. Huwag na ako nag-atubili. Sumunod ako sa'yo. Or meron kang area sa buhay mo na dapat mong assume, lalo yung relationship mo sa Panginoon, it's not really growing, it's not really consistent, it's not really steady. Or, are you really a follower? Are you a disciple? Or are you just an attendee? Can you make a decision right now, Lord? I want to be a follower this time. Ayoko na nung attend lang. I want to be a follower. I want to be a disciple. At panghuli, are you saying, Lord, I want to prepare the next generation. I want to be a father to the next generation. I want to be a father of the multitudes. Use me, Lord. At marahil kagaya ka ni Abraham, you're the only one in the family who got saved. I got saved at age 15. I came to know the Lord in 1980. At nung nakita kong papunta ako ng impyerno, nang uyapit ako kay Jesus, dahil alam kong doon ako pupunta. At ako'y naligtas dahil sa habag ng Panginoon. Pero ang una kong pangamba, ang nanay ko, ang tatay ko, ang mga kapatid ko, lahat pupunta ng impyerno. I cannot remain silent. Hindi ako pwedeng maging secret agent. Hindi ako pwedeng maging detective na, alam mo yon, tahimik. I have to speak up. I have to share the good news to my nanay, to my tatay, to my brothers and sisters. Why? Takot ako mapunta sila sa impyerno. Hindi ko kayang tagalan, hindi ko kayang tiisin. Kaya kahit nagagalit ang nanay ko, nagagalit ang tatay ko, mga kapatid ko sa akin, wala akong nakapigil sa akin. I still share the gospel to them. And I entered the full-time ministry, I entered the Bible school. Wala akong Christian sa bahay. Pero nakipag-bargain ako sa Lord. Lord, susunod ako sa iyo. I will be your follower. I will follow you wherever you want me to go. Pero isang bagay lang iingin ko sa iyo. Iligtas mo yung pamilya ko. Kasi iisa lang ako. Ako lang termulo ang born again nung panahon na yon. Ako lang sa termulo ang born again nung panahon na yon. Wala ni isang termulo na born again. I'm the only one, Lord. Just like Abraham, he was only one. Pero nakipag-wrestling ako sa Diyos, Lord, hindi ako papayag. Kailangan maligtas ang nanay ko, ang tatay ko, mga kapatid ko. And I praise God, within 1 year, the whole family came to know Jesus. Kung ito rin ang panalangin mo, Lord, I want my family to come to know Jesus. I want our home to be inhabited by Jesus. Yung bahay ng nanay ko, bahay ng tatay ko, bahay ng mga kapatid ko, Lord, panahanan ni Jesus. Our dream is that every home should be for Christ. Amen? Amen. Sa oras na ito, kung nangusap ang Panginoon sa'yo, if you need faith right now, can you just raise your hand? Ano? Isa sa apat na to, pumili ka. Isa sa apat na to, kailangan mo i-work out this year. Okay? If you need faith, can you raise your hand? Taas mo ang kamay mo. Lord, I need faith. I need more faith. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I see your hands. Pwede na ibaba. Friendship with God. Gusto mong improve yung devotion mo. Improve yung relationship mo sa Panginoon. Can you just raise your hand? Lord, gusto ko po araw-araw mag-devotion, consistent, makinig sa'yo. Amen. Amen. You have to work it out. Pangatlo, Lord, I will be your disciple. I will follow you. Pwede bang taas mo ang kamay? Lord, ayoko attendee lang. Ayoko lang na dumadalo lang. I want to be a follower. I want to follow you. Just raise your hand. Praise God. Panghuli, fatherhood. If this is what you want, Lord, I want my whole family to come to know you. Taas mo ang kamay mo. Taas mo ang kamay mo. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. If you want to prepare the next generation, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pwede pong tumayo tayong lahat? Pwede po bang lumapit sa harapan dito yung mga nagtaas ng kamay? If you're making a covenant with the Lord, you're making saying, Lord, Lord, this year, it will be better. This year, Lord God, it's gonna be better. This year, Lord God, it's gonna be different. Ibang-iba ito sa 2015, Lord God. Ibang-iba po ito sa 2015. Lord, I want more of you. If this is your prayer, come forward. If you want more of the Lord, more of Jesus in your life, more of the Lord, just come forward. Just like Abraham. If you need guidance, come forward. If you need counsel when you're at the crossroads, Lord, should I turn to the left or to the right? You need God who will tell you and who will show you the way. I will show you the way, sabi ni God. I will show you the way. I will show you the road. I will show you the way that you should, the road that you should take. I will show you. I will walk with you every step of the way. Okay? Hallelujah. Praise God. Pwedeng lagay natin ating mga kamay sa ating dibdib, malapit sa ating puso. Sumunod ka sa panalangin na ito. Panginoong Jesus, salamat sa pag-ibig mo sa akin na may maganda kang plano para sa akin. Patawarin mo po ako kung makitid ang aking pananaw. Panginoong Jesus, ikaw na ang aking tagapagligtas. Ikaw ang aking Panginoon. Gabayan mo po ako sa bawat kong hakbang. Sa taong 2016, pag-iigihan ko po, lalo akong lalapit sa iyo, makikinig sa iyo, uunahin ka sa lahat ng bagay. Ang pangarap mo ang tutuparin ko. Panginoong Jesus, bigyan mo ako ng pananampalataya na kayang magpakilos ng bundok. Pananampalataya na kayang gumawa ng himala. Pananampalataya na magbabago ng aking buhay, ng aking pamilya. Susunod ako sa iyo. Ano man ang halaga, ano man ang aking kahantungan, hindi na mahalaga. Ang importante, magkasama tayo, Panginoon, hanggang wakas. Gamitin mo po ako upang maipanganak ang susunod na henerasyon. Maraming disipulo, maraming alagad, maraming makakarating sa langit dahil sa akin. Salamat po, Panginoon. Ang 2016, Panginoon, ay handog ko sa iyo para sa iyong kapurihan at sa iyong kaluwalhatian. Sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Let me just pray for you. Continue to close your eyes. Lord, right now, I pray for those who are going solo. Mag-isa lang po. The first ever who came to know you, Lord, in their family. Mag-isa lang siya. Siya ang una mula sa kanyang angkan. Wala pang ibang naborn again. Siya lang mag-isa. Lord God, alam mo po ang hirap ng dinadanas ng mga naunang naborn again sa buong angkan. Kutakot-takot na persecution. Kutakot-takot na hirap. But right now, Lord God, I pray for my brother, for my sister. Give him the courage. Give her the strength, Lord God. to continue on being rooted in love. Lord, I pray that she will remain faithful to you, Lord God, until the fulfillment of your promise, Lord, to Abraham. Lord, he started out as one, but he ended up many. Lord, inaangkin namin ang kaligtasan ng aming mga mahal sa buhay. Inaangkin namin ang kaligtasan ni nanay, ni tatay, ng mga kapatid, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Lord, we claim for this year, Lord God. Ngayong taon na ito, Lord God, hinihiling po namin, mabuborn again ang mga mahal namin sa buhay. Kikilalanin ka nila, Lord, mababago ang buhay nila, Lord. Makakarating din sila sa langit na kasama namin, Lord. This is our prayer, Lord God. This is our hope. Thank you, Jesus. We will start one, but we will end up with the multitudes. Thank you, Jesus. Papalakpakan ka namin, Panginoon. Sasambahin ka namin, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pwede ko ba maghawak-hawak kamay tayo? So God. Pwede bang panalangin niyo yung katabi niyo kaliwat kanan? Can you pray for the families ng nasa kaliwat nasa kanan mo? And you pray for them. You pray for them. You pray for the families. Pray for the salvation. Pray. Pray for God's visitation in the home. God to visit the home of your friend. God to visit the home. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. God bless you. God bless you.